welcome to our acquisition update call. Today I'm joined by Mr. Daljeet Singh, Managing Director, and Mr. Sudhir Goyal, CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded our acquisition update presentation on the stock exchanges, and I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. This call is being scheduled for investors and analysts at large to address the update on our latest acquisition, and hence we would request all to kindly restrict the questions just for the acquisition update and not on the quarter or full year outlook on Amber or industry. We are pleased to announce that Amber has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire 80% equity in Sidwal Refrigeration Industries Private Limited, which also includes business of Sidwal Technologies, a sole proprietary firm of the promoters of Sidwal. The said transaction is expected to be closed on or before 30th April after the successful completion of certain conditions precedents. Let me take you through brief background about Sidwal Group. Sidwal Group started its operation in year 1975 by Mr. Sidhu. Headquartered in NCR, they have three fully integrated manufacturing facilities across North India with capabilities to undertake the entire heating, ventilation, air conditioning manufacturing process in-house. Sidwal has diversified portfolio in the heating, ventilation, air conditioning solution and cater to major six verticals, that is Indian Railways, Metros, Bus Air Conditioning, Defense, Telecom, and Commercial Refrigeration. Sidwal is the market leader in Indian Railway and Metro segment with a track record of supplying more than 15,000 heating, ventilation, air conditioning units for mainline coaches and 2,000 plus heating, ventilation, air conditioning units for Metro coaches. They are also one of the leading players in the defense segment. Along with the manufacturing capabilities, they also have a pan-India service network to provide after-sales service to the customers. In this acquisition, Amber will acquire 80% equity in company Sidwal Refrigeration Industries Private Limited. The business of Sidwal Technologies, a sole proprietary firm, will be acquired by SRIPL through slump sale. Due to some conditions precedent pending completion, we will not be disclosing the price at which the company is acquired, but once the closure is done on or before 30th April, we will disclose the price to public at large. The funding for the said acquisition will majorly be done from internal accruals and partial debt would be taken on the books of Amber. Existing promoters of Sidwal, Mr. Sidhu, will be working with Amber for 2 years in order for smooth handholding and smooth transition. The balance 20% equity is agreed to be acquired after 2 years through a staggered buyout based on certain milestones. We also have a non-compete clause with the existing promoters. The synergies which we gain from this acquisition is that it enables us to enter the product segment, which has very long approval cycles. It enhances our product portfolio and increases our customer base, which has a high entry barrier. To penetrate and get approval from customers like Defense and Indian Railways is very challenging. Entry barrier to this business is nearly about 6 to 7 years. Also, along with the entry barrier to set up an all-India service network for maintenance of the coaches makes the entry for new players even more challenging. Through this acquisition, we can service these high entry barrier customers and get them on board. Sidwal's strong technical background will also act as a catalyst to provide more comprehensive solutions to our existing customers for products like commercial air conditioners, air handling units, and fan coil units. We see horizontal deployment of certain products of Sidwal in our existing customer base. Unlike our RAC business, this is a non-seasonal business, which will reduce the delta of seasonality in our business up to a certain extent. Since the raw materials in this business is common for both the companies, we will be able to leverage our procurement capabilities to further bring down the raw material cost. The acquisition helps us to add a new business vertical in the form of mobile application and commercial application of air conditioners, that is mobile and commercial segment within the heating, ventilation, air conditioning segment. With successful integration, Amber will emerge as the market leader in mobile and commercial segment of HVAC industry, in addition to its leadership position in the RAC, room air conditioners outsourcing segment. We are also confident of maintaining this leadership position with long-standing clientele base with strong order and annual maintenance contracts, which gives us revenue visibility. We see immense growth opportunities due to more and more metros coming across the country and increase in the number of air conditioner passenger coaches in the railways over the years. Mostly, as the urbanization is happening, the consumers are actually affording more air-conditioned travel. So there is a big demand of air-conditioned travel in the buses, even in Tier 2, Tier 3, and Tier 4 cities, and also in trains and metros. Not only the inter- and intrastate trains, but the local trains within the cities are planned to be air-conditioned over the years. On the financial front, all the numbers will be consolidated for SRIPM and Sidwal Technologies, a sole proprietary firm. Revenue without eliminating intercompany transactions for FY16 for this company was 115 crores, FY17 was 124 crores, and for FY18 was 165 crores. On a base of FY17, the group revenue grew by 33%. Revenue split for FY18 was 72% from Indian Railways and metros, 9% each from defense and bus air conditioning, and the balance from telecom and commercial segment. Of the 72% between Indian Railways and metros, 40% is from railways and 30% is from metros, which is a direct B2B business. In metros, the company supplies air conditioning to the coach manufacturers like CAF in Spain, CRCC, China, Bemel, Meda. They are complete B2B businesses. In Indian Railways, the customers are like Rail Coach Factory Kapurthala, Integrated Coach Factory Chennai, MCF Rae Bareli, etc. EBITDA margins for FY18 are in the range of 20% plus, with a PAT margins of almost 13 to 14%. Company has no long-term debt on the books, and debt in the form of short-term working capital requirements are to the tune of only 7 to 10 crores. Due to high gross margins in this business, the working capital requirements of the company is not high. Despite retention clause in railways business, the net working capital days are in the range of almost 180 days. ROCE for the company would be near about 40% and is not a capital intensive business and has a higher asset turns, which will improve our consolidated return on capital employed in near future. This acquisition is high ROE, ROCE business and is EPS accretive for Amber on consolidated basis. Revenue for FY19 is likely to be in the range of 195 crores with an EBITDA margin of close to 21% and PAT margins of 15%. Company operates in full tax environment and has no tax benefits available. As my closing remarks, I would like to highlight that with this acquisition, Amber will have three broad verticals under heating, ventilation, air conditioning segment. First one, our room air conditioner division, where we have leadership position in the outsourcing industry. Second, our components division for air conditioning and non-AC, which is growing at a faster pace. And third, our newly added vertical of mobile and commercial segment, where we see immense opportunity due to the infrastructure and transport boom across the country, and will also help us gain a competitive edge for our commercial segment to cross-sell across our existing clients. As we expect a growth of approximately 10 to 15% in our RAC segment in coming years, so revenue contribution of newly acquired business shall be around 8 to 9% on a consolidated basis. With this addition to our vertical, we are confident of delivering an improvement in financial performance over the years. I take a lot of pride in disclosing that the new generation train 18, which has been recently manufactured by Indian Railways, which was recently inaugurated by our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, also have Sidwal air conditioner fitted in it. With this, I open the floor for discussion.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Nitin Arora from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Sir, my first question is that when we look at, because you've done acquisition of two companies, can you just quantify the revenue and EBITDA of both the companies? Because when we look at the Sidwal refrigerator revenue for FY17 and the margins, so the revenue was something which is reported at 95 crores with an EBITDA margin of 12.5%. So is there some a royalty structure which goes to Sidwal Technology? That's how the revenue gets stacked up on the higher side? That's my first question. What are the nature of transactions being done between the two? What is Sidwal Technologies doing and what is Sidwal Refrigerator on the revenue front? Number two, my question is, if it's not a higher working capital requirement here of 8 to 10 crores is what you were stating, the capital cost, and I don't think the cross plug would be higher, that's why your ROC looks a little higher of 40%, then a 60 crore EBITDA, assuming that what you said... assuming what you said, a 21% margin, a 40 crore EBITDA boils down to only close to 6 crore, 7 crore PAT. So where is the anomaly? Just wanted to know that. Those are my first
questions. Yeah, so I think they have not yet uploaded the 18 numbers. So 18 numbers is 135 for Sidwal Refrigeration and balance... is for Sidwal Technologies. So there's no royalty structure which goes between the companies, but they do almost similar kind of a business. So that's the reason why we asked them to merge the two companies before they hand over it to us. So that is one of the CPs before we take over. And the process is right now on. They're merging the two entities together. Put together at 165 crore sales, the EBITDA margins are about 20.5% and PAT margins of 13% in total. And this year, this 165 will go to 195. Company is growing at, we are almost sitting 5 days to closure of financial year. It will close at 195 crores with a close EBITDA in a range of 40 to 41 crores. And with a PAT margins of close to about 24 to 25 crores, so which is a very healthy margins. On the working capital front, this company doesn't require a working capital from banks because, you know, it's a high gross margin business. There is a retention clause by railway of, in some clauses there are 10%, in some clauses there are 5%. But the retention, that's a natural way the business is conducted, and it comes after close to certain milestones achievement after the air conditioned is fitted on the coach. So that's when they give it back. But they don't require working capital from banks because it's already a high margin business. So they have not used, if you see the balance sheet of 17 and 18, the interest cost, which has net interest cost, which they've levied is only 60 lakh rupees, which is close to negligible.
So what is the nature of Sidwal Technology here in terms of work scope? What is different?
So in terms of workforce, Sidwal Technology does bus air conditioning business largely and some commercial refrigeration business and heat exchanger business. In Sidwal Refrigeration, it is Indian Railways and Metros. That's how the company was split. So, but we wanted it as a one entity. So we kept it as a condition precedent for them to merge these two companies before we enter. So we will have only one structure to handle.
Okay. And sir, why then a question of intercompany transaction needs to get eliminated if both are doing separate customers?
Yeah, because you see, Sidwal Technology is having a heat exchanger plant which is supplied to Sidwal Refrigeration. So that is why we want to inter-eliminate the two part, which is not very big amount quantum. It's about close to about 15 crores between the companies. So if I net off out of 195 crores, so it will be a company which will generate 175 crores with a 40 to 41 crore of EBITDA margins.
Sir, on the gross margin, on the EBITDA margin, both the companies are at same level?
Almost same level. Almost same level.
Okay, because history, the FY 15, 16, 17 numbers of Schutwal Refrigerator, the margins are pretty low. So that's why I was confirming.
You see, there has been a large shift towards very lightweight and smart air conditioners in Indian Railways also, because Indian Railways wanted to carry more passengers per engine load. So they came up with a concept of new generation air conditioners, which are riveted stainless steel structures and a lighter weight. And these are two units which are fitted on one coach. So if you reduce 300 kgs out of that on the two bases, so, you know, they can bring one more coach additional in the same engine. So that has actually enhanced their capability, and that has enhanced the margins. So margins improvement has largely come from the, you know, improvement and the technology upgradation in the products.
Yeah,
which is going to stay long.
I'll come back. Just lastly, if I can press one. Sir, in terms of the margin profile, considering it's a very niche business where, assuming you have about 7-8 vendors in today's time in railway and metro, you almost have a 40-50% market share. So we have seen that as soon as the revenue starts scaling up in such niche business, the margin tends to fall. Do you see that scenario, and what is your take on that?
See, yes, definitely anything can happen once the competition goes up. But the way we look at it is, this company has a substantial market share in Indian Railways, which contributes only 40% to its revenue. 30% comes from metros, which is a B2B supplies. And rest comes from the bus and defense air conditioners and commercial, which is yet to pick up. So because this was run like a, you know, single-handed structure of Mr. Sidhu, you know, he was not concentrating on other verticals. So we see a lot of growth coming from bus air conditioning and commercial refrigeration and the AHU and fan coil unit, which we can easily integrate between our existing client base. So that is where we are very confident that the margin profiles will remain in this range for future also.
Thanks, sir. I'll come back in the queue for more questions. Thanks.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Manoj Gori from Equitas Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. On the target market. So currently, if you look at, I think a lot of metro projects are coming, and we would have already seen some of the order inflows also coming in. So how do we see, like, what is the current order book status? And can you elaborate on the order book status of Schutwal?
Yeah, so, you know, the order book currently in hand is for 200 crores, including the AMC contracts which they have. Order book from both Indian Railways and Metros are very positive and very strong in coming future. If I'll just brief you about, you know, 6 years back, there were only 800 to 900 coaches which were air-conditioned. And today, there are almost 5,000 coaches which are air-conditioned. And if Government of India has mandated to bring in, take this number to 10,000, because the demand of air-conditioned coaches is quite high now. And on the metros, as, you know, 40 crore population living in urban cities is moving towards the 60 crores in next 10 years, this is a mass mobility systems of metros which are required in every metro. So, and this company has got approval from almost all the suppliers of the coaches, like Campaign, Bamble, and anybody who gets the order, this company is likely to get the order upfront. So order book is quite strong right now. In hand, order book today is 200 crores as we move ahead.
So, sir, in this 200 crores, if you look at, so normally what is the execution period for such orders in railways and metros?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gori. Sir, there's a lot of disturbance from your line.
Yeah. Is it better now?
No, sir. It's still the same.
Yeah. So, what is normally an execution period that it takes for orders to execute in railways and metros?
So, in railways, execution periods are generally 1 year to 15 months, 12 months to 15 months.
Right. So you have a better clarity over the next. So maybe for FY20 there is a better clarity on this.
That's right. Yeah, we have a very strong clarity on that.
Right. And so in terms of margin profiles, so now when we are talking about AMCs and everything, so how it has changed over a period of years, and what is the margin profile for your core orders and your AMC orders?
So AMC orders, of course, the margin profiles are quite big, but AMC quantum is quite less. AMC quantum is close to about 20 crores only. And the remaining 180 crore is from Indian Railways and Metros and the defense, where margin profile is almost similar to what we have explained, about 20 plus EBITDA percentage.
Right, sir. So that's all, sir. We'll get back in the queue for further questions.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll move. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sheth from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. One is that, sir, can you give us addressable market for each of these segments that the company can cater to?
Each of the segments?
Yeah, so it currently supplies to railways, metro, defense. So what will be the addressable market for, this company? Size, market size?
So market size in each of the verticals are different because defense is at very niche stage right now. They have just started the set-off clause and, the orders have started moving up. But it's taken about 8 to 9 years for this company to penetrate into defense. So on the bus air conditioning side, the number of buses which are being air conditioned today in the country are close to about more than 12 to 13,000. On railway side, Indian Railways, 5,000 coaches are being air-conditioned today, which the number used to be 800 6 years or 7 years back. And it has been mandated by government to take this number to 10,000 because two more coach factories are coming up in Sonipat and in Hubli. So there will be 5 Indian Railway coach factories in all. And there are all, along with that, there are 18 refurbication centers for this coaches, and so order keeps on coming from all the places, and I think the right number to look at would be right now should be about 5,000 to 6,000 coaches, which is expected to go to about 10,000 coaches.
Okay, so that will be the main growth driver.
Yes, and the main growth is also coming from the bus, because this company's contribution of bus air conditioning is very less because it was not a very focus area. We would love to bring it into focus area, as well as the commercial air conditioner part and ASUs and fan coil units. Our existing clients, we are confident that we will be able to horizontally deploy these products within the existing client base of existing heating, ventilation, air conditioning customers, which we have, like Voltas, Blue Star, Hitachi, Carrier, which are pure air conditioning companies.
Sir, and my second question is pertaining, sir, while this company seems to be, profitable and, growing very fast, so can you help us with the rationale of why the current promoters are selling out?
Yes, so current promoter is 81 year old, he's having two sons. One son is in US, he had some health issues, so he's not joined his father's business back in India, and he works as a biomedical science field in some hospital. And second son, who's into water cooler business and some cold room change application, that company we have not bought. So they will continue. His son want to be more focused. So he wanted to be, he's an American citizen as a passport holder. And he came to India 40 years back where, he was given an opportunity by the U.S. Embassy to work with. And that's how he started. He was a pioneer to bring in the roof-mounted package concept for Indian Railways, and he's been a very successful entrepreneur. But at 81 years, it's a succession issue.
Okay, but the second son's company is under the same promoter group, or he runs it independently?
No, he runs it independently. It's a small company. It's about 20-25 crore company. He's happy to run that.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Abhineet Anand from SBI Caps. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First one, I think the margin sector looks reasonably good. On the working capital side, you did indicate some net working capital as days as large. Can you just explain, because railways typically have a long gestation in their projects. So just on working capital, if you can throw some more light.
Yeah, so on the net working capital days, this company is operating at in a range of 180 to 190 days, where we feel that we will be easily be able to bring it down to in a range of 100 to 120 in period of 2 to 3 years' time, because we see a lot of inefficiencies on the inventory management side and also on the creditors and debtor side. Having said that, this company doesn't need to get funding limits from the banks for working capital because of the high gross margins they enjoy. And there is a retention clause due to which the last amount of 5 or 10% is held by Indian Railway or Metro, which is paid after the warranty period expires and after the air condition is fitted on the coach. So this that is what it expands to 108 days. But because of the higher margin, it doesn't need a working capital infusion from the banks.
And is there net retention money, large retention money still with railways and metro as on date?
Yeah, it is a cycle. So as the cycle, for example, it is 6 to 7 months. After 6 to 7 months, they will get it back. But the new one keep on getting retained.
Okay. The other thing is, I think you did touch upon the horizontal deployment part. Is that one of the segments which this company hasn't grown but looks very, very promising to you? Because I think it has a very strong correlation to your existing customers. So, if you have to say 3 years, you will expand that business which has huge potential?
Yeah, that's what we look at that synergy with us, with our customers, existing customers, where we've already soft touch base with our customers regarding this, and they are expecting us to give this solution if can. And I believe within a year or 2 years' time, we'll be easily be able to cross deploy these products into existing heating, ventilation, air conditioning companies we have.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for my question.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Nidhi Agarwal from Angel Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. My question is, who are the competitors for Sidwell?
So each segment has a different kind of competition. In metros, we have multinational companies like Toshiba, Hitachi, Fevley as competitors. And in Indian Railways, there are smaller competitors like Amit Engineering, Dolat Ram, which are one-fifth the size of the company. There is also another company called Leel, which is one of the competitors in Indian Railway segment. Mm-hmm. And in bus air conditioning segment, the companies like Carrier and companies like Thermo King compete with this. In defense, because it's a very niche and very different type of tailor-made bespoke solutions, there is no competition.
Okay. So since we are saying that the market, it's the market leader with 50% market share, so the market will be growing in itself, right?
Yes.
Because otherwise there will be quite saturation with it. There's no maintenance contract.
No, there are maintenance contracts. As they are growing older, the AMC quantum is increasing. So they have a maintenance contract of almost close to 140 crores, which is to be actually serviced in next 3 years' time, 3 to 4 years' time.
Okay. And are these maintenance contracts having higher margins?
Yes. AMCs have always higher margins.
Okay. And so in the bidding process, who were the other bidders? Were there other bidders for this company?
In the bidding process, which bidding process? I mean, the Indian Railway?
In the whole acquisition process, were there other bidders as well for this company?
No, we don't get into a bidding process. That is our way of acquiring companies. Whenever there is a bidding process, we move out of the bidding process. So we don't acquire companies wherever there are bidding processes. So we were eyeing this company from last 4 years. And we were looking at it. There were certain other players which were looking at it, but they chose to go with us because of the credentials we had.
Okay, and you're not giving
it up, Ms. Agarwal?
Yeah. Sorry?
Ma'am, may we request that you return to the question queue? There are participants waiting for their turn.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Bech from Astuth Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. First question is, could you quantify the gross margins in four or five of your segments?
So gross margin in Indian Railways and metros and bus air conditioning are almost about 40 to 42% range. And in defense, it is about 56% range. In telecom, it is just 20% range. And in commercial refrigeration, it is about 27% range.
Okay. The next question is, for FY17, the revenue of the combined entity was 124 crore. So could you split it in terms of Sidwell Refrigeration and Sidwell Tech, as well as, so which segment grew, if you can give the segment-wise breakup also?
So we have 18 numbers with us, and 18 in 18, you know, it did 165 crore sales.
Yeah,
and in 17, 95 crore was Sidwell Refrigeration and 30 crore was Sidwell Technologies. In 18, Sidwell Refrigeration is going to 135, and this remains at 30 only. So it is 165 in total. In 19, till they have 2,490 crores. Mm-hmm. So I think they are expecting 5 more crores to close it by another 5 days. Mm-hmm. They should touch 195 crores.
So basically the growth has come from mostly the metros, railways and maybe defense, because the technology is stable at that 30 crore level.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and we are planning to focus, you said, on more on bus.
No, we will focus on all the verticals, of course. We will like to increase the market share in metros and railways also. Mm-hmm. That is the core business. And bus and defense and commercial refrigeration will be our core focus, so that we can grow that sector also to a tune where the split becomes 50-50 between the verticals.
So what is our advantage on, say, commercial segment? Because there are a number of entrenched players. So I understand metro and all those maybe have been... It's a very high entry barrier thing. But
you see, in commercial air conditioning side, we have two sets of customers today with us. One is pure heating, ventilation, air conditioning companies like Blue Star, Daikin, Carrier, Hitachi, Voltas, whose bread and butter is air conditioners.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, we are already penetrated into room air conditioner segment, and we would love to get into their commercial side of the businesses to grow our wallet share with their customers. And another set of customers where we have appliance companies like LG, Whirlpool, Godrej, and Panasonic, where air conditioner is as one of the products they have. In that, we are increasing our component strength in the other verticals of refrigerator, washing machine. That's where the growth is going to come on a consolidated basis.
Okay, okay. The final question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Pitch.
Yeah, no issues.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Babari from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. As I understand, Sidwell is into autos through an exposure to bus air conditioning, and the contribution is quite less, I mean, around 9%. So how do we see it ramping ahead, and do we, post-acquisition, do we intend to take it to other automobile, to the passenger vehicles and trucks, etc., where the opportunity size is quite high, quite large?
Yeah, so that is what we are envisaging. One is the truck refrigeration, which is truck air conditioning and refrigeration both, which has been made now mandatory by Government of India. So trucks, cabins, and everything will be air conditioned in future. And also in the buses air conditioning, because this company was, just started bus air conditioning about 3 to 4 years back. They have taken it to a It was not a very big focus area, but yes, they have grown in that sector. But we see a lot of potential because we would like to, like we've added Panasonic, Hitachi, Daikin, we would like to add some bigger clients who are manufacturing buses here. Could be possibility of, you know, likes of Ashok Leyland, Volvo and other places, Tata's, who are making buses and trucks. So that is one part. And there are very big coach builders like Satluj and JCBs and other Pi bus services which are manufacturing coaches on their own. So those are also potential clients for us. So we will focus on all the areas and try to grow this segment because we see a lot of opportunity happening there. In future, no transporter is planning to have non-air conditioned buses with them until and unless they are operating in only rural areas. So that's where big potential lies, and we must encash this opportunity.
Now about the passenger vehicles, and one more question. Right now we are tied up only with Tata Motors and Swaraj Mazda, as I understand from the presentation. So are we planning to have a tie-up with other manufacturers who are based maybe in southern side of India?
See, we will definitely expand the network. It will not happen immediately because it's a, you know, it's related to passenger comfort. So share of business grows gradually. So I think in next 3 years' time, you will see this segment doing well for Sidwal.
Sorry
to interrupt.
Just a continuation. Are we planning to focus on passenger vehicle segment? TVs.
No, passenger vehicles we are not going to focus right now.
Okay.
You mean to say by cars?
Yes.
We are not coming into car air conditioning.
Okay. Take it. Thank you.
It's already a big red ocean there.
Sorry, sir?
So it's already a very competitive space of passenger vehicles. We will not like to come into that space.
We will be restricting ourselves to buses and trucks only.
Buses and trucks, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of K.U.R. Pandya from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Pandya.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead with the question.
So the first question is that how do we win project? I mean, is it a bidding process to get these orders or how does it work? Just wanted to know.
There are different parameters for each vertical. For in Indian Railways, There is a tender, online tender system, which you have to fulfill. But before online tender system, you have to technically qualify. So for technical qualification, you need to have all the RDSOs, approvals, and capacity assessment, capability assessment. You should be part two or part one supplier.
Hmm.
So it's a long period. For example, if somebody has to start it today, so it has to go through the prototyping and capacity assessment, capability assessment, then RDSO approval. Then you get a prototype, four prototypes order, and then you remain in part two until unless 3 years are passed or a satisfactory performance is gathered from all the places. Then you become part one supplier where you can, if you are lowest bidder, you get about 50% of the order book.
Okay, perfect, perfect. The second, the order book that you mentioned, so it is more or less around 1 year's revenue for the company. So do you see this is a smaller number or how do you see order book moving?
I think it's a decent number for us to begin with. We already have a strong order book. And as we move ahead, there are new orders which are coming. Just last week only, there was a tender for new train 18 for 600 coaches. So that means 1,200 RMPUs, roof-mounted package units. So we are expecting the company, coach building company, which has won that order, we are already enlisted with them. So we expect this number to go up as we proceed ahead in the year.
Okay, perfect. And sir, lastly, you mentioned that Toshiba, Carrier and Blueshire kind of companies are already there in this business. So do you see any conflict of interest in this kind of business where rather than being their vendor, you are becoming their competitor?
No, it is completely non-conflicting because if you see all the companies have very separate verticals and separate reporting system and a separate profit centers at all. So in room air conditioners, Toshiba room air conditioner is totally different to Toshiba roof-mounted package or industrial application. And even in Carrier, Carrier has already offloaded its room AC business to Midea. So Carrier only competes in bus air conditioning. They don't compete in railways and metro. So there is no conflict we will decide.
Okay. And sir, last question on the debt front. Last question. The question is, you are planning additional capacity in South for room AC and this additional equation. So any guidance on how our balance sheet would look or the debt profile would look?
So, we have actually, as a management of Amber, we have a very strong policy that we will not go beyond 1.75 times of consolidated EBITDA. And that is what we will keep in mind. And it's not a very expensive acquisition for us. It's a very decently placed acquisition in the single digit numbers. So it's basically what we see is that we will remain in the range of 1.5 to 1.75 times of EBITDA.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Gaurav Walia from Helios Capital. Please go ahead.
So, thanks for taking the question. Are there any margin opportunities here? Do you expect the margins to change over the next few years or remain stable at this rate?
We think that we'll be able to slightly increase the margins from where it is because of our purchase leverage and inventory management, and also, of course, on the creditor side because we have a larger purchase leverage. So that is where we look at it. But we see that it should be in the same range as going forward as we grow the company.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Nitin Arora from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So just continuing with the same question what Keyur asked about the balance sheet. So when we look at today, what you got is a 75 crore gross debt and 28 crore cash. What are you trying to say? Is this acquisition less than 100 crore for you? That's why a 1.5 time or 1.7 times EBITDA of consolidated you wanted to keep?
No, just ask the question. I mean, where did you get this number?
No, I'm just asking because if this acquisition is less than 100 crore, then the leverage comes to be 50 crore, assuming you take a debt of 50 crores only.
Yeah.
That's why you become EPS accretive because still it's a 7 crore PAT company on FY19. So just wanted to understand, is this acquisition less than 100 crore?
So let me clarify. On FY19 number, the company's PAT is expected to be in the range of 23 to 24 crores. With the EBITDA of 40 to 42 crores. It has no interest cost. It has interest cost of only 67 lakhs rupees.
Mm-hmm.
So, and depreciation, because it is not a capital intensive, the depreciation is less than a crore. So, you can, at 34% of a tax rate,
mm-hmm.
this company will generate a PAT of about 24 to 25 crore, which makes us EPS accretive.
So that's why I'm asking, sir, is this acquisition, what is the less than 100 crore? Is it something a 150, 200 crore acquisition?
I would not like to give you a number right now, but yes, I can give you a broad range where we have acquired this company in a range of 5.75 to 6.5 times of EBITDA.
Which will be on FY18 basis?
FY19 basis.
FY19 basis, so it's almost like a 2. And what sort of leverage you want to keep it here as a debt?
So we will not, because on a control basis, we'll keep our leverage close to 1.5 times the EBITDA.
Clear. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Manoj Gori from Equitas Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Just one question. Sir, can you please elaborate on the fixed assets and capex plans in the next few years for the company?
For Sidwal Technologies, net block is very less. The gross block is about 25 crores, and the capex requirement in these kind of businesses is very less. We don't require large capex. I think in next 4 years, We should not be investing more than 15-20 crores in this company.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Aman Bij from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Just wanted to understand who is currently supplying to the likes of, say, Volvo and Ashok Leyland and Tata.
So, Carrier refrigeration is supplying to them, and Thermo King is supplying to them.
Okay, so we plan to enter and compete. We are in a way competing already, but in buses.
Yes. We will attempt to get into that because that's a growing segment.
Okay. And what is our advantage in this bus segment versus other players?
Advantage in the bus segment is that any transporter today who is having more than 50 buses, they don't plan anything, no non-air conditioned buses. So they are planning for completely air conditioned buses. Even tier 3 cities expecting, they have launched the air conditioned bus services. And local buses, even in Delhi NCR, launched by Government of India, that is also having air conditioned in it, like Tata, Marco Polo and all. So there's a lot of potential in this segment, which we want to leverage.
So basically, we will be one of the players, not taking market share from the current, but if the industry...
Yes, we will be targeting the growth potential of that part.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. In case you still require any further details, you may please contact us or our investor relations advisors, Strategic Growth Advisors, SGA. Thank you very much.
Thank you.